With Run Up on Kool FM, and I am joined now by Duval, Luke and Gavin, who together make up Disciples. Guys, welcome to the show. Good to chat to you. How's it going?
Yeah, man, it's great.
Awesome, good stuff. It's good to have you on the show today. So let's start off, let's talk a little bit about Disciples. You guys have been on the scene since around about 2013, 4 years or so. But when did you start the whole Disciples thing? Like, how long does that go back?
How long have we known each other and how long have we been working together? It's two different stories. So I've known, this is Duval speaking, I've known Gavin since for about 15 years. I've known Luke 9 years, and then about coming up to 6 years ago now, I decided to kind of join forces and put three minds together, because obviously that's better than one. We were working on individual projects and we thought this is just a waste of time, and honestly we're not that hard working to do three projects, so that why don't we just do one project and see what happens. And then within 5 months of that we got signed. So
yeah, so the one thing that stands out about your tunes is when you hear one of your songs, you know straight away that it's a Disciples tune. Is that something that you guys aim for, or is it just kind of something that happens?
Nah, do you know what? I think it just happens. And I think there's a few little telltale signs, bass lines being the one of them. And then, you know, the house drums being the other, and the feel good, you know, feeling of the way we write music and hooks. It just, that's what our ear lends to naturally as a three. We all have different influences, but then when it comes to making the Disciples record, that's why I think you can hear, because we all agree on that. So when you hear They Don't Know, Daylight, On My Mind, they all have a thread running between them, and that's when we agree in the studio. There's many times where we don't agree in the studio and it comes to fights and stuff, but there you go.
Yeah, so the end product is always that signature Disciples sound. Speaking of that sound, you have mixed your sound with Calvin Harris, David Guetta, some huge names. You've had huge chart success as well. But what has been the most surreal moment so far?
The most surreal moment? I think all three of ours are different, I think. Mine would have to be doing main stage. Actually, you know what? We did four huge festivals in 2 days. So we did Creamfields, Reading, Leeds and SW4. And then that ended up being the video to Daylight. That weekend was sick.
So not only did you play four massive shows in 2 days, you got the video for one of your songs in there as well. That sounds like a really busy weekend. It is coming up to festival season. How's it looking for you this year?
Festival season's busy. I think we're doing Ibiza every other week, which means we're just going to leave our souls there, because that place is it's crazy. Yeah, and a few others. We're abroad quite a bit as well, aren't we? Yeah, but we like it. It comes with the territory, you know.
Yeah, so one of the festivals you are coming to play, of course, is in Belfast. It's Vital Festival, happening on the 26th of August. You are part of a massive lineup: Tiësto, Sagala, Clean Bandit, loads on there. For anybody who's never been to see you live before, give me an idea, what is a Disciples show like?
You know, it's actually different, because if it's Belfast, I need to ask you guys a question actually, because why are you some of the best raving crowds in the world? It's crazy. Like, every time we go to like Belfast or anywhere around there, it's the crowd is actually what gives us the energy. More so, unfortunately, my lovely hometown London, they go for it. But Belfast and areas like that, you guys just go mental, and that's actually what creates the show for us. It's like we don't even have to do half the work. I just put the microphone to the crowd and you guys are singing the records. It's brilliant.
Do you know, we just love to save you a bit of time. We love to save you working and put the effort in ourselves, you know.
Fantastic.
If you could sum a Disciples show up in three emojis, what would those emojis be?
We're going to do one emoji each. If we could sum up a Disciples show in three emojis, my emoji would be the sun with the shades on it. Cool. What would yours be, Gav?
Mine would be the beer jug.
Beer jug, like that one?
Mine would be the aubergine.
Right, okay, yeah, we'll leave that one there. So we've got the sun with the shades. Just on that topic, the sun with the shades, you know we can't promise you that in Belfast, right?
Yeah, but the people bring the sunshine rather than the sun itself, so...
Good answer, like that one. The beer jug and the aubergine as well, guys. Your track On My Mind is out right now. We've been playing it loads on Kool, but what is next for Disciples? What have we got coming up?
Oh, that would be telling. Should we tell me what we've got coming up, guys?
Give us an exclusive. Go ahead.
Tell Belfast.
All right. We've got a feature record and our own record coming out this summer.
You'll be hearing something new by the beginning of July.
Yeah, possible. That's a good one. Now you've put a deadline on it, so now we have to create it.
Guys, listen, thank you very much for taking the time to join me today. Really looking forward to seeing you play in Belfast Vital Festival. We're going to get All My Mind On. Do you want to go ahead and introduce it for me?
Curtis, you're a legend. We are disciples, and you're about to hear On My Mind on Cool FM. All I do.